This,
we're going to put a Christmas song in our list.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, why not?
Why not? It's Christmas.
You're just making my OCD. It's just lighting up. You see all the buttons turning red?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
And you know, Big Fatty loves Christmas.
He does?
Yeah. Big Fatty absolutely loves Crema. Uh-huh. So we will dedicate these two Christmas songs to Big Fatty.
Okay.
Not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty absolutely loves Crema.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the fat one, Big Fatty. You gotta move the micro voice closer. It is the fat one, and this is episode 4663 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 24th of December. 2025, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Oh, Big Fatty, you brought a Crema train wreck.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Ho, 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 good morning, Big Fatty.
Yeah, whatever.
And a holly jolly good morning to you. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Christmas bells are ringing and they make a merry song. Boing, 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 boing. Everybody sing the Christmas rhyme.
Hello, Naga's Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're Crema-y. Eve is going well. Y'all, you're Nagas today. Because y'all, Big Fatty, Crema Eve is kind of a traditional evening for Big Fatty. Y'all, my brother, who passed away back in June, every Crema Eve, I'd go over to his and his wife's house. And y'all, we would have an eggnog. Y'all, he would pour them strong, and I had to tell him, I said, okay, Big Fatty's a lightweight, so y'all, I'm going to continue that tradition later this evening and have me a nice eggnog. And y'all, then another thing that happened on Crema Eve when Big Fatty was growing up is the the Orange Hat
is Captain Kangaroo.
Would sit us all down on Crema Eve and read us the night before Crema. And Big Fatty's going to do that at the end of the little show today. But y'all, wishing us a good morning was the Laughing Buddha, the number one fan, and Tastes Like Burning Trash Sprinkles Tim. And y'all, that was Santa Claus.
Bells are ringing and they make a merry song. Boing, 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 boing. Everybody sing the Christmas rhyme.
Dear Gussie, y'all, it is the penultimate, envelope in the Wicked official Advent mock and calendar. And y'all, let me see here. Where is the 24th? Oh, there it is, y'all. It's one of those. It's one of those little bitty. Oh no, yes, it's one of those little bitty envelopes. And y'all, on the outside it says I Heart EC, and y'all, that's I Love the Emerald City. And the inside, oh, Big Fatty, y'all, it's a little patch. It's a little patch that says Oz. Big Fatty, I like that one. It's true. That's lovely. It's just lovely. And y'all, we just got one more envelope to open on tomorrow's little show. And y'all, then I'll put a picture of all the giftettes that were in the advent calendar on tomorrow at noon. Yes, Big Freddy. See, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, that Alex Avery, y'all, he stopped by the villa. He had wanted to see the villa Crema decorations. And y'all, he brought me a little Crema gift from Carolina Cheese and Provisions. You know, it's your last minute gift ads are available at Carolina Cheese and Provisions. They'll be open. They'll be open today, Crema Eve. So run on by there and buy something. Yes, Big Fatty. Alex came by. Y'all, we just had a nice... He was here, I don't know, a couple of hours, hour and a half, 2 hours. And, y'all, it was just a lovely visit. We got to catch up. He got to see the decorations. Y'all, we had some hot tea and some Crema cookeries, and it was just a lovely, lovely visit. And y'all, I just heard from him moments ago, Tuesday afternoon, he was gonna have to head back up to the home of Carolina Cheese and Provisions, y'all, he's got to do a Crema Eve music program at his church, and then he'll be back on Crema Day to see Brandon. And y'all, I think I'm gonna run by and see Brandon after my Shady Pines visit. Except we're going to what is it called? It's called the Pages Oakery Grill for our Tuesday night supper. And then I'll run by the El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo, and see Brandon. And it'll be lovely. It'll just be lovely. And since I saw Alex yesterday, let's see. Then after that, y'all, I finished recording the little show. And did I do the LFC before or after I recorded the little show? I don't remember, but old Veda and I did the LFC. And then, y'all... it was just a quiet evening, and it was lovely. It was just lovely. I didn't really watch the TV machine, and had a quiet evening, and y'all slept like a baby. Got up on Tuesday morning, and I, what did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, I had my coffee. Y'all had sausage balls for my brofkas. Read my mechanical newspaper and did my puzzles, and then I was off. I was off to get my hairs cut. Y'all, my favorite barber was there, and she did such a nice job. Gave her a nice little Crema tip, a gratuity, if you will. And y'all, then I came back here to the villa and went on my morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres. Did the big circle, came back, and had a little stick of snack. And y'all, then my neighbors were out in the yard, and so I visited with them for a little while and delivered some Crema giftettes to another neighbor. And y'all, now I'm sitting here recording the little show, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
You're hamming it with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Anyway, no.
That's so funny.
Fart pants. Oh my gosh, I keep forgetting to tell you about this. So what happened was I was watching the tracking on that Christmas tree ornament and it wasn't getting delivered. And then it was stuck somewhere. And I can't remember where, someplace in the Carolinas though. And so I looked at my order on Snapfish and it didn't show delivered. It just said shipped. So I reached out to them in their little chat box. In the meanwhile, I had two unlistened to fart shows and you had gotten the ornament. And then I thought, oh crap, I should have just asked you if the second item had arrived. So anyway, you either have a set, you have a pair, you can gift one to your two favorite nieces and nephews or to your sister who used to be a sister-in-law or whatever, or just enjoy both of them. And then let Larry Vader decide what happens to them when you take your dirt nap. Oh, gosh, that sounds so morbid. I'm sorry. All right. Well, anyway, Merry Krimma and Happy New Year. And that's the story of why there's two of them. And I didn't get a refund. I got a double order. And I seriously thought that it was lost. So innocent mistake. Enjoy. Bacon, Woodhaven Hallway, Dining Room.
Yeah, got to yell that, of course.
I'm just kidding on that. Bacon, Woodhaven.
Okay, hi. Yell that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it's nice to finally figure out the puzzle. The puzzle of why I got two of those Krimma ornaments. But Miss Bacon, actually, it turns out really well because I put one of them on the regular stow and grow big tree, and the other one is going to go on the naughty tree. Except I'm going to have a nice side and a naughty side, so I may have to put that on the nice side starting next year. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, going to close out today, like I mentioned before, reading the Night Before Krimma. So y'all, pour yourself an eggnog and maybe a little plate of Krimma cookies and sit back and enjoy the Night Before Krimma.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below.
when what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer with a little old driver so lively and quick. I knew in a moment he must be Saint Nick. More rapids than eagles the courses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all, as leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying a finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day and Crema Eve. Y'all, take some time and share some joy out there. And y'all, speaking of sharing some joy, y'all, I finally received a couple of pictures of Casey and Dimla's Crema tree. Big Fatty, will you be posting that on the BFO at noon? No. But, y'all, he couldn't decide which angle was best, and I can't either. I probably have to get up closer to that to figure it out. And, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there at Enormous, and Holly, I'm still waiting to see your Crema tree. What do you say?
Big Fatty absolutely loves Crema.
Yes, and loves pictures of Crema trees. Get on it, old Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.